Montgomery, Alabama, 1955, 1961, 1965, a time of civil rights beginning in victory, but not without pain, not without suffering, not without cruelty, not without bloodshed.
Father God, we thank you that you've given us those whom you have ordained and prepared that we shall fight for freedom. That we shall be able to say one day, let freedom ring.
I can't believe 55 years ago, I was 19 years old, going in this part of the bunch, not the front, going this side over here. This was the colored side. Y'all see the colored side? That's where we went. We finally got in one day.
I'm under no illusions that you wouldn't have blacks in the Alabama legislature, you wouldn't have blacks on city councils and county commissioners if you had not paved the way through your nonviolent effort. And I want to commend you, and I could never say enough. Thank you for everything that you've done.
Freedom Riders came to Montgomery with explosive consequences. They were met with violence. And I believe, as I look at the windows on the second floor of the federal building, a courtroom where Judge Thompson sits, if Judge Frank M. Johnson, Jr. had been in his office when you arrived, guess what? He would have seen everything that happened.
The Freedom Riders enter Montgomery around 10 a.m. As the riders pull into the terminal, they note that there is only one police vehicle in sight.
As the riders exit the bus, Klan supporters start slowly pouring out of nearby buildings and corners with baseball bats and iron pipes. These Klan supporters have been stationed near the bus terminal since Friday evening, awaiting, as one police force reserve member later calls it, a welcoming party.
Congressman Lewis is beaten, as is Assistant Attorney General Siegenthaler. A writer named Jim Zwerg, who is white, is beaten to the point of unconsciousness. Women do not escape this violence either. Susan Wilbur and Susan Herman are pulled out of a cab and hit repeatedly. A black bystander is doused with kerosene and set on fire. He survives, though the perpetrators face no repercussions.
There's no better way of forgetting something than by commemorating it. If with the commemorative celebration today we leave this place satisfied that we are good people and we own our goodness, then the mission that has been accomplished will be a hollow one. But if the commemoration here today is a reinvigoration, a rededication, and a commitment to action, and to participate to the principles by which the Freedom Riders rode, that is, to equality and justice for all, which we now understand means equality and justice for all, then this commemoration will not be a forgetting, but a true remembrance, as a call to action, as the Freedom Riders did, to board buses again, albeit figurative ones, and ride into those areas of the country still hostile to justice. Thank you.